from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Man, let's get right to it. The quarterbacks and the situation we have now, where they're preparing as if Justin Fields is going to play. That's what Mike Tomlin said today. Was asked a couple times. If healthy, is Russell still your starter? And talked around it. Both didn't say yes. Let's put it that way. Fields may have had a better game than some of us thought, at least according to PFF, who had him ranked very highly in terms of big-time throws. He did have a couple of those for sure. And in terms of overall passing grade, and we know he did some good things on the ground. Man, when I put this out yesterday in the form of a Twitter poll, who'd you rather have, Wilson or Fields, start this game in Denver? Russ won by a landslide. So I don't think a lot of people were impressed with Justin Fields in game one, myself really included. But I think Mike Tomlin might have been. I truly do. And I'm starting to wonder if we're going to see Russell Wilson anytime soon or ever at all. This is a live job interview Sunday in Denver. This dude goes out and kills it. This dude goes out and throws for a couple, runs for 90, busts a long run, and the Steelers win, 27-17, whatever. Whatever. He's not going back to the bench. 928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Let's go to the phone lines. Limits?
Speaking with Mike in Maryland.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
I had a couple points I just wanted to get through real quick. First, I'd like your point about Tomlin saying that Russ was their number one, because he's definitely said it in quite recently, too. And I thought it was telling that he didn't even want to entertain that question. Number two is just a quick question for you guys. Can the Steelers win a Super Bowl with Russell Wilson?
I don't think so. No, I don't think they're good enough overall, or Justin Fields, but go ahead.
Okay. So my point is with that is, if they can't win a Super Bowl with Russell Wilson, then what are they doing? Because if they were to go through with Russ...
Well, the goal this year is to win a playoff game, remember? Right. I mean, honestly, yeah. That's the first thing they talk about. I think they could win a playoff game with him if he ever gets on the field.
I agree. But they're not going to pay him the money that he's going to want, right? So for him to act like in the big bugaboo, I don't want to dislike the guy, but the big bugaboo I had was that he was dressed as an inactive player. Like, it's almost as if he was trying to make this like, this is his team. They owe this. They don't owe him anything.
Wait, where are you talking about and where are you coming from? I'm not following this one.
I'm coming from like the Russell Wilson standpoint.
Okay.
Like, why was he dressed for the game if he's inactive?
He was as the emergency quarterback, correct?
If he's inactive, can he play?
Yeah, if he had to go in as the emergency guy, and I'm with you on that. I just said before we went to break, if this were Seattle and these were playoff games or huge games at the end of the year, I've got to believe Russell Wilson would be playing. I believe that he lobbied to play. Adam Schefter reported that, and I believe he's lobbying. He will this week, too. I bet he will, at least, because he sees what anybody who's looking at this clear-eyed will see. Is that if Justin Fields plays really well, Russell Wilson may never take a snap here.
Absolutely. And I guess my point being is they owe him nothing. I mean, yeah. They owe him $1.2 million. So, but getting to where I wanted to get, Justin Fields is the future. I mean, really, he needs to be. And I'm with City Limits. That's who I've always wanted. And I knew it was going to be hard when they got Russ. But, you know, you want to make excuses for Russ. It's like, okay, well, Justin Fields didn't even know he was playing until two days before the game. He didn't have his two best offensive linemen reported by, you know, Steelers reporters. And Jaylen Warren, arguably his best game breakers out of the game. I'm not making excuses for the guy, but to sit here and act like he didn't play well under those circumstances, I thought he played great. And I'm telling you now, if they win in Denver and they try to bring the Steelers home and they have the home opener and they don't play Justin Fields, it's going to be a Mitch Trubisky Kenny Pickett.
Well, I'm not sure everybody shares your sentiment that he played great. Appreciate the call. Next
is Rob in West Mifflin.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, what's up, Joe? How you doing, man?
Good. What's on your mind?
A lot of this controversy. It's not a controversy, man. The healthy quarterback plays. And to me, to be honest, this is what I look at. I look at it like this. If you want to see Justin play, so you can see what you get, especially after the game in Atlanta. Because if Russ plays and he doesn't get hurt the rest of the year, you'll never see Justin. And then we're stuck because we're not going to pay Russ $40, $50 million a year after this year. Not no 36-year-old quarterback.
I still don't know what they have in Wilson, though. I'm just as curious to find out what they have with Wilson as I am with Fields.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is if he plays
– yeah.
You're never going to see Justin Fields play for the Steelers again unless he gets hurt.
No, this is a great opportunity to see what they might have in Justin Fields. It is.
Yeah, that's the only point I'm making. Like, you know, I want to see whoever can go out there and win a game for us, man. Just win some games and win the playoff game. Get us in the playoffs and win the playoff game.
Well, this week.
But if I'm not all in that revenge game, so we're not no kids, man. Last week wasn't a revenge game for Arthur Smith. But we're not no kids. You know what I mean? If Russell Wilson is healthy and you want to start him, start him. But me personally, I would start Justin Fields and see what you got because you might not never get a chance to see what you got out of him.
What's going on in there?
My little daughter acting crazy, man. She's ready to eat this Chick-fil-A, man. We just came from Frick Park. She's ready to eat this Chick-fil-A.
Oh, my God. You just reminded me of something. I totally forgot that I'm supposed to pick up Chick-fil-A for the entire volleyball team at Seton today, and I made a tee time.
Very nice.
I've got to change that
golf
tee time.
Golf is taking priority again, Joe.
Rob,
this addiction of yours.
Rob, if this call didn't happen, then nobody on the volleyball team eats, I swear, because I wouldn't have remembered it. My daughter would have texted me, and I would have been way out on the golf course. This is a miracle.
See, there you go, man. You gotta put me on the hotline now, man.
Thank you, Rob.
Have a good one, fellas.
Thank God that just happened. I'm serious. I totally
forgot. It's your golf addiction. There it is again.
Next.
Yeah, one more. Anthony in Oakland.
Hey, Anthony.
You know, if I didn't catch myself, I would have thought this was Mike Tomlin at the end of last year when the questions of Kenny Pickett came up, and he just talked about Mason.
Yeah.
He you know, this is what happens. And everyone, you know, feeling bad for Mr. Wilson. Well, Mr. Wilson went to the training staff, said he was hurt. Mr. Wilson's a veteran of 13 years. If some new whippersnapper comes in town and says, this is my new training method, you push a sled, say, I'm 30-something years old. I'm not pushing a sled. You don't have that type of autonomy to say, I'm not going to do it?
I'll tell you this much. I can't wait to see what happens Sunday, Anthony. How about you?
Well, I already know what's going to happen. It's going to be Justin Fields' job. Tomlin's been enamored with him for a long time. He's been, when Ben was still here, he was talking about mobile quarterbacks. The problem I have is something has to get done because he doesn't have a contract, and neither does Wilson for next year. That's why I wanted them to do with Fields what happened when Green Bay with Love and gave him a $17 million contract for this year, so you have the rights to him.
Well, we can have that conversation again next week. I appreciate the call. Appreciate the call. How is this not a controversy at this point? It's the very definition of one.
People don't want to believe it. People don't want to believe that it's all just because of Russell Wilson being hurt.
At some point, I don't care how we got here. We have a guy who, if he plays, is going to keep playing and supplant the starter, and we're going to have a split city. And who knows about the locker room? I don't know. But I love it. It's good for business, right?
I think so.
I know so limits.
God bless you.
The Good Feet Store. We'll finish with your calls, maybe a couple of little texts if someone has a hot take or two.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.